Phone Boy Speaks, episode 321, Daylight Wasting Time.
All right, this is my semi-annual I Hate Daylight Saving Time post, which, you know, in the past I've done with a blog, but now that I have a podcast, well, I do it on the podcast. So, yeah, I don't like daylight saving time, and never have, never will. I don't see the point of it. It might have had a point at some point, but now, you know, the usual argument for daylight saving time is, well, it saves energy. Well, not really, because if you don't use the energy for one thing, you'll use it for something else. Now, there's actually an article on the National Geographic website that actually talks about daylight saving time, and they actually, you know, they talk about, you know, the typical stuff against it, which, you know, it's all stuff that I've read before. It's, you know, it's basically not good for humans to change the clock on a regular basis. It, you know, it's bad for your health. It doesn't actually save energy. And now, what they mention, though, is that there's actually, you know, they talk about some of the reasons that daylight saving time gets continually perpetuated. And that's because, well, it, you know, it does change human behavior somewhat. You might drive more, or you might do certain things. And you know, driving, of course, affects the oil industry, and, you know, they want you to drive more. So, yeah, so that's, I guess, you know, there's a few people that kind of like it. And also, you know, people that own golf courses like the fact that there's an extra hour of, you know, quote unquote, usable daylight. And so that gives them, you know, a bump. So I guess there are some interests that like daylight saving time, where they can make money off of it. But, what I also read, and I have another article here, which takes the idea of abolishing daylight saving time a step further and saying, okay, well, the U.S., and talking about the continental U.S. in particular, we need to get rid of most of the time zones in the continental U.S. We should really only have two, and we should have, you know, an east and a west, and they're only off by an hour. And, you know, again, the idea there is that you can fly coast to coast and not have such a huge jet lag. Now, people get weird about, you know, I guess having it dark too early or too late or whatever. And, you know, and of course, you know, my whole opinion on the whole thing is that we should do away with time zones altogether and just base it on GMT, right? Which I'm sure some people can't get their head around. It's like, well, at high noon, it's dark. Well, whatever. I mean, this whole what time is it is, you know, kind of this weird construct that, you know, it's highly localized. And in fact, you know, before they had regular time zones, I mean, every city had its own concept of what time it was. And I guess when you didn't travel very much, that was fine, right? You know, these days, I don't know. I mean, if, you know, people's schedules are, you know, not necessarily going by the sun. They're going by their work schedule. You know, and I get up really early because I have to deal with people in 10 time zones away. So for me, it doesn't really matter when it's light or dark. I get up when I have to get up. And, you know, same thing, the kids are, you know, have to go to school or whatever, and they're going, you know, they get up when they have to go to, you know, they got to go to school. So, whether it's daylight out or not, it's really not relevant. And I can tell you that it's really, even when I take, take the kids to school, it's not very, you know, at least the older one, it's, you know, it's barely daylight. And, you know, especially in the later part of December, it's, there's not a whole lot of light. It, you know, that hour doesn't really make a whole lot of difference. It's kind of a, you know, and even, it, you know, I guess it gets, you know, it's dark by 4:30 or 5 o'clock. And so it's like, you know, the hour doesn't make a difference. I've never, you know, the idea of saving daylight, I kind of understand it, but it just, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I don't, there's so many other things that impact the schedule. And if you ever try and schedule anything with, you know, people in three or more time zones that span the globe, you know, trying to get everybody on the phone at the same time, it's actually impossible. You can't do it. And it's, you know, because you have to account for all the local differences in daylight saving time, knowing where they are at and, you know, what the current time zone rules are. Yeah. It's just the time zone math is impossible. So, I just consider the whole concept of daylight saving time, well, just daylight wasting time.
Phone Boy Speaks, episode 321, Daylight Wasting Time.